First became involved with the Iditarod in 1993 when I came up here on vacation after I graduated high school. And my uncle was going to Finger Lake, and I got the opportunity to go with him. And we went to Finger Lake Lodge. We met Carl and Kirsten, huge Iditarod supporters. And ever since then, I had the bug to be on the trail. And I moved up here in 1997, and from then, I was involved with pre-trail work, and I didn't actually get to go for the first 1,100 miles until 2007. And from 2007 to 2017, I was a trail breaker, and the last 5 years, I was kind of head trail breaker. I was involved with the Iditarod because my uncle and my cousin trail broke for many, many years, and they liked to keep someone in the family so they could keep the, when they got older, that they could keep the tradition going. And it was a very great experience, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was leaving Shaktulik, headed to Koyuk, and looking over and seeing the sun rise over Norton Sound. It was very beautiful and something I'll remember till the day I die. So what I know for sure in life is you're never going to make great memories like the Iditarod experiences that I had by sitting on the couch.